Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Embassy is evacuating non-essential staff members from Haiti as gang violence grips that Caribbean country.
The U.S. Southern Command says American military forces are assisting the operation and helping provide security at the request of the State Department. Families of diplomats and others were reportedly being airlifted out of the capital city of Port-au-Prince to safety. I'm Dave Collins.
President Biden says the leader of Israel is hurting his country more than helping it now with its war against Hamas approaching the half-year mark. Biden made the comment while speaking to MSNBC over the weekend. He said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu could be more sensitive to the innocent lives still being lost in the conflict. The U.S. conducted another humanitarian aid drop into Gaza this weekend as well. Military officials are confirming that two Army National Guard soldiers and a Border Patrol agent lost their lives in a helicopter crash along the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas on Friday. The tragic incident occurred during federal border security operations near Rio Grande City in Stark County. Maybe it sounds familiar.
The state that puts us, look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay? We have to win Georgia.
Former President Trump at a rally on Saturday in Georgia. He criticized President Biden for reversing his policy at the southern border, among other topics. Biden himself saying that his preferred phrase is to say undocumented immigrant as opposed to illegal immigrant. That's even though he made that precise reference to illegal immigrants during his State of the Union address Thursday.
You used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
Undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Parts of the southern U.S. will be locked in a deep freeze the early part of this week. There are frost and freeze warnings up early Monday, covering large metro areas like Atlanta, Georgia, and Birmingham, Alabama, plus many surrounding rural counties. At the same time, new red flag and fire weather alerts are being posted across the Plains states. A pro-life measure would raise the state penalties associated for those responsible for the death of an unborn person in new Iowa legislation. Critics like Iowa Democrat Beth Wessel Crushell say the bill could put medical procedures like in vitro fertilization at risk, much like an Alabama Supreme Court ruling last month.
This bill will create the same chaos in Iowa, limiting the ability for Iowans to build their families.
Iowa Republican State Representative Skylar Wheeler says the bill is not about IVF.
This bill is very simple and increases penalties for killing a mother and or her unborn baby. You should face some pretty stiff penalties for that.
Tyla has canceled her upcoming debut tour. The Water singer made the announcement Thursday, saying she's been dealing with an injury that's worsened over time. The tour was supposed to kick off this month in Norway before making its way back to the U.S. It's now less than a month to go before a total solar eclipse will cross North America on April 8th. People in 15 states will be able to see the moon almost totally cover the sun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, when we still have a majority of America believing that the country is on the wrong track, I say, okay, all right, we're going to keep the focus here. And we need everybody's help in order to make that happen. Still amazing, though, is the momentum. You know, it seems that the momentum would be more in our favor to get this country back on track, but yet the resistance is maintained because, like it or not, too many people are being rewarded for the insanity that we're living in right now. That's really the bottom line of it all. Just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Jim Harden joins us. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Well, great to have you here. Jim is the president and CEO of Compass Care, an expert in medical ethics and women's reproductive health care, as we've been talking about. Abortion pills continue to be, I guess, the push from the left in light of Roe v. Wade. It is still amazing to me how they can push for that. And then by the same token, talk about women's health care and what this does for women, what kind of jeopardy that mail order abortion pills, puts women in.
Oh, it's absolute insanity, and it demonstrates that this the pro-abortion politicians are not actually interested in women's health or reproductive rights or access to health care. They're not, because if they were, they would not be insisting that this chemical abortion drug be sold in the pharmacies. Even 2 weeks before the Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments that the FDA violated their own protocols and put this drug on the market to the detriment of women. Sepsis, hemorrhaging, 1 in 10 women actually end up in the emergency room after starting this drug, and yet the abortion industry is saying the drug is safer than Tylenol.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
exactly.
A fraud being perpetrated. This is an all-out war on, essentially, I think, a rule of law in America, and that they're using abortion as a flashpoint. This is an example of how the pro-abortion politicians will do anything to increase their power in America right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. Increase their power at the expense of young women, some older women. I was talking with Abby Johnson over the weekend, and she said that, which was a surprising number. I don't know how I missed this, Jim, but 60% of women who have an abortion have previously had children. So for them to go in, for whatever reason, and to, after they've had children, understanding what a baby looks like in the early developmental stages, and to go along with the big lie of the abortion industry that it's just excess tissue, it's meaningless, no big deal to go have an abortion. These women are learning out the hard way that, like all the women before them, which is the reason I believe that Roe v. Wade was reversed, because of the organic movement brought to you by the reality and experience of women who said it's not. And they experienced firsthand. They said they lied to us. It's not so safe. It's legal, but not so safe and certainly not so rare.
Exactly. You know, most women, I would say, you know, there's a new shame in America. Mm. And the new shame is having more than two children. I mean, that's the cultural dynamic we're living in now. We see that a lot at Compass Care. A lot of women are coming in more and more. There's an emerging trend of married women coming in looking for an abortion because they're having a third child.
Wow.
You know, this is a new kind of pressure they're facing, in a post-Christian America.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Exactly. Post-Christian. We forget about life. We toss that aside. I mean, look what's happening to China right now, Jim, because of their one-child policy. I mean, you've got more men than women. I mean, an inordinate number of men, more men than women. I mean, there is disaster on the horizon for China just because of their social engineering of how many children would be born. Look how upside down they are. I mean, there's some economic, ramifications that come with interfering the natural course of nature.
You're right, 100%. And I think America's not too far behind. The only thing that's staving off the population reduction and aging in America is, quite frankly, immigration.
Mm.
And, China doesn't have that. And so China's got about, just a few years left before they fall off the demographic cliff. They're entering, and they've already entered, a demographic winter.
Mm-hmm.
There is no sustainable economic model for a flat or declining population base. And the reason why it's happening is because people have stopped valuing the basic unit of society, which is marriage between a man and a woman and having children. You know, that's the glue that binds together civilized order. And specifically, the Judeo-Christian family, you know, if you want to have a society that is civil, you've got to have a culture that values the marriage and, having children, because we're made in the image of God and we are the crown of creation, or we're just an accident. And what's the result of that? We're going to treat each other as such.
Exactly. Well, the thing is that, again, what I've seen, and Jim, maybe you've seen it the same way, is that our society has become more and more selfish. And when you are self-focused to the degree that we are, I mean, our commercials, have it your way, everything, you know, it's all about what's for our own convenience. In fact, this was another thing that Abby had shared with me and with others that I thought was very powerful. At one point, when things got a lull, this was when she was still working with Planned Parenthood, as you may recall, and it said that business took a little dip, all right? And they thought, okay, we got to come up with a better message. The initial message, safe, legal and rare, had kind of run its course, but they needed something to really hold people there because they were having too many people come and leave. And they said this one sentence that they employed, that they had researched, really held people in their place. And that was that they started saying, it's the compassionate thing to do, for you to have an abortion. It's compassionate for, yourself, for your family right now and for your future family.
Yeah, the Bible says the compassion of the wicked is cruel. And that's
exactly,
I think, what they're showing the world.
Yeah, but Jim, see, when you have no connection with the Word of God and you've seared your conscience and you're not open to any kind of moral compass, then, you go and you do things according you know, to your own understanding and the eyes of man, right? Which we know is foolishness in light of God. And so here we are. We're living out this foolishness. We're killing millions of babies every year. And as if that's not enough, we're creating new ways in which to do it through these abortion pills.
That's right. And we're vilifying the people who are trying to save the lives.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Jim Harden after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The mantra of Planned Parenthood was that it was legal, it was safe and rare, and of course what women found out, and including an increasing number of men, was not so safe, okay, and certainly not so rare. And I believe this is what ignited the organic movement to reverse Roe v. Wade. But the abortion industry is nonstop. I mean, they understand the selfishness of humanity, right? As I said earlier, the powerful line that Planned Parenthood started to use, and I believe they still use it to this day, is that a woman's choice for an abortion is a compassionate choice. It is compassionate for themselves. It's compassionate for their current family and compassionate for their future family. It sounds like a nice little, you know, bow around this this evil package that gets women to drop their guard and families to drop their guard and to murder their own children. And as if that's not bad enough, here's the news that CVS and Walgreens are set to carry a drug is a danger. I mean, not even a possibility, is a danger to women nationwide. And the CEO of Compass Care, Jim Harden, continues with us. Jim, how is a pharmacy going to handle, I mean, any level of complication that occurs with the distribution of these abortion pills?
This is a big head scratcher for all of us. Because when you look at what happened a year ago with Walgreens, they made a decision after 22 different state attorneys general came out saying, hey, Attorney General Merrick Garland, FDA commissioner, this is illegal. Not only are we going to try to protect our citizens with our laws because we're the chief law enforcement officers of our states, but this is a violation of the Comstock Act, which is a federal violation. It includes racketeering, money laundering. The chemical abortion industry is illicit, and every instance of chemical abortion in this country right now is illegal and has been. And every violation of shipment of these drugs across a state border or U.S. border is carries a $250,000 fine, harms women, obviously harms children, and right. So you look at the Supreme Court is actually going to be hearing this case in 2 weeks. Okay, what legal team at CVS and Walgreens in their right mind would say, yeah, this is a good time to put it on the market?
Exactly.
And I have a theory. I have a theory. Okay. My theory is that the Biden administration, the pro-abortion politicians in charge of the Democrat Party, are going to use this to say when the Supreme Court comes out, they're going to say, look, you got to go back to the drawing board, FDA, and do your job, which you didn't do in the beginning. You got to put this drug through its paces. Now, of course, the hive mind, the collective hive mind of the pro-abortion politicians, they're losing it because they know this drug is so dangerous it would never make it through the gold standard of the FDA's protocols for safety and efficacy. So when it gets off, when it goes to the Supreme Court, they say, FDA, take it off the market. Then that Biden administration uses this as a campaign stump speech, and they're saying, see, look, they're robbing women. This is what they're going to do. They're going to rob women. They're going to let them die on the operating table. All this propaganda is going to come out in order to gin up their base.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the desperate moves that they have because everything else about this administration has been a disaster. You know, economy, inflation, national security, open border, all this stuff. And so they feel like this is the ace in the hole because their traditional race card, ploy is fading, isn't it? So they're desperate. And women, you know, especially young girls who don't know better. They're not talking to their moms. They're not talking to any other women who have experienced Roe v. Wade since 1973, but the fact of the matter is they've been doing abortions all along. But let's even just say 1973. And you still can't get the correct number, Jim. I mean, you know, they said 60 million when they were talking about regular abortions. And then they say, I mean, I've heard from the experts as much as 40% more via these abortion pills. And so if that's the case, I mean, we're talking over 100 million abortions in our country since Roe v. Wade. And so somewhere between, I don't know if you want to put it, you know, 60, 70 to 100 million, I mean, that's still a lot of babies that have been aborted, for what? And look at all the money they've gotten. And on top of that, they've weaseled their way in such a way to make taxpayers, you know, pay and endorse this, right?
Right. That's exactly what's happening. States like New York and California, abortion hub states, we're paying, taxpayers are paying for abortion. They're promoting abortion. And so you got to wonder, okay, so if this is being distributed By the way, chemical abortion now represents nearly 60% of all abortions in America.
Now 60.
It's a multi-billion dollar industry. Will these pharmacists tell women about the side effects?
Well, of course, until it's too late. They're there. They're on their toilets, and their baby is coming out of their womb into the toilet, and they're going to go and they're going to see this, and forever this will be emblazoned in their mind. They will never be able to unsee this, Jim.
No, they're turning every pharmacy on the corner into an abortion clinic, and they're going to turn every bathroom into an abortuary. It is awful.
Could you imagine, Jim? This is the future of our daughters and our grandchildren. This kind of horrific, illegal. I mean, this is just flat out illegal. It is wrong on so many levels. It's like, you know, sometimes, Jim, I get to the point and I say, Jesus, you got to come. I mean, I don't know what else is going to stop this insanity.
It's barbaric. And if you look at the end in the book of Revelation, it talks about Babylon being a merchant nation, trafficking in human lives. Revelation, yeah. I believe, is chapter 18. You know, and you scratch my head and wonder, okay, what kind of nation would have such global power and be trafficking human lives? And what would that mean? And I think about abortion. I think about sex trafficking. I think about the fact that abortion is basically the glove that covers the fingerprints of the sex trafficking crime syndicates all across this country. I mean, are these pharmacists going to be trained to identify the signs of sex trafficking? You know, because the sex traffickers use chemical abortion to keep their quote-unquote product on the street.
Well, they've got to. I mean, exactly.
Yeah, nobody's talking about this.
No, this is the deal. I mean, even like, the post State of the Union, Katie Britt had made reference of the young woman. She was 12 years old and was taken as sex trafficking. And, you know, and the counter argument now was, well, that didn't happen during Biden's regime, his administration. Who cares? The fact of the matter is it's happening. It happened then. That's one story of millions in this naked city. Right, Jim?
Oh, exactly. In fact, I just came out to last week, 85,000 immigrant children have been lost. We've had attorneys general sending letters to the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security saying, hey, this has got to stop. America is selling, immigrant children into sex slavery to all points north of the Texas border. And
exactly.
We know it. That's the problem for 85,000 people, 85,000 children. This is happening today as we speak.
And the disgusting thing about this, Jim, is that America, our America, is the number one purveyor of sex trafficking. I mean, who in a million years would have ever thought that this would happen to America? But, you know, it is this disease that we have that's allowed to, prevail in our society that is doing this. I mean, it is, like I said, we pray that Jesus would come because there does not seem to be enough intestinal fortitude or leadership to stop this insanity. And here it is. I mean, the blood is in all our hands, Jim.
Well, we need moral leadership now more than ever. We need a vision of a re-civilized America coming back to God, submitting ourselves to Jesus Christ once again.
Well, I'll tell you, the truth is hard. And it's especially hard when you're so far away from it, isn't it, Jim? And that's the battle that we have. And God bless you, Jim. I mean, for your courage, you know, to continue to stand against this, because people of faith like ourselves will continue to be in the crosshairs of those that want business to continue to move on in this direction. Jim Harden has been our guest. Thank you, Jim. Take care.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C are taking you for a ride.
What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's top two picks will take over leadership for the Republican National Committee.
Michael Whatley, the chairman of the North Carolina GOP, has assumed the role of chair for the Republican National Committee. He succeeds Ronna McDaniel, who stepped down from that position. Laura Trump has been appointed as the RNC's new co-chair.
USA's John Schaefer. Two Ohio women are facing charges for purportedly transporting the deceased body of their male roommate to the bank to break into his bank account. This happened about a week ago. The deceased individual, Douglas Lehman, also resided in Ashtabula, Ohio, where the incident unfolded. Frosty conditions in the south as Atlanta and Birmingham are being hit with frost and freeze warnings. Red flag and fire weather alerts cover the plain states. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got Zoe Warren, the filmmaker, freelance video producer, documentarian, and journalist with us now this morning. Hey, Zoe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, sir. It's good to be back.
Hey, well, good news. Louisiana lawmakers finally passed the permitless carry, right?
Yeah, you know, it is permitless. That's a good way to put it. I'm so glad that you said that and not constitutional carry, because it's far from constitutional carry, but it definitely is permitless carry for some. So that's good news.
Well, let's explain to our audience the difference between constitutional carry and permitless carry.
Yeah, you know, constitutional carry, in my opinion, does not prevent my wife from being able to protect herself in, let's say, a hospital or a restaurant, you know? And so there are areas where you're just prohibited from carrying. And that to me, that doesn't make any sense. Anybody who would obey a sign that says no concealable carry in this institution are the very people that you want to conceal carry into the institution.
Yeah. It's so goofy. Yeah, you and I have talked about this before, in that basically you put a crosshair on everybody in that facility, right? I mean, you know, I ran into this conflict early here in Florida, where this was after the Aurora shooting in Colorado. You had these, which was amazing to me, because there was a reason the gunman picked that particular theater in Aurora. He said clearly because they didn't have any guns. And so what was the response of some of these theater owners in that? Well, let's put up signs, say this is a gun-free zone. What?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, you basically just put in jeopardy every one of your customers by doing that sort of thing. And, you know, forget, I didn't pay attention to the sign. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can even now be punished for if you, I mean, because there's some places that you don't know that you're not able to go into as well. You know, there are some, for instance, courts. I'll give you an example. Now, I understand not, you know, if court's in session, having everybody walk in there with firearms and you don't know may not be wise. So you put somebody up front to make sure that you check people when they come in, right? However, there are some places that don't have a courtroom. The court, like in smaller towns, the court meets in, like, let's say, a
library or something.
A library.
Yeah,
right. And you walk into the library while court's in session and, oh, whoops, I slipped up and fell into a criminal penalty. So, like, there's a problem with these kind of, you know, you can't carry here, there, and over here, that it makes it not constitutional carry. But I will admit, I will concede that it is permitless carry for some and for most.
Well, it's moving in a sense in the right direction. This is a bit of a compromise. But what happens, and we get back to the basic argument of what our Second Amendment is all about. Our Second Amendment didn't come with a bunch of, you know, qualifying criteria. It just says, hey, you have the right to carry. You have the right to defend yourself. And when the situation in this country is getting more and more dangerous with open borders, I think the issue of having the freedom to protect yourself and protect your family is going to increase whether you like it or not.
Absolutely. And one of the things I think, too, that I'm really the most the thing I'm really the most disheartened about is that, you know, I don't want the government enforcing these laws. If a restaurant or a hotel or whatever wants to put security out front to check people and say you cannot come in within, that's their opinion. And we can choose not to use their establishment anymore, right?
Right.
And it also forces them to increase their security.
Exactly.
It also forces them
because they're taking over the liability, right?
That's right.
Once they tell you, hey, look it, you have nothing, we're going to, okay, so you got an army here to protect all the patronage, right?
Right. Yeah, because you're forcing them to strip themselves to inure them their own ability to defend themselves, give it to someone else that doesn't exist because they put a sign out front that says no concealable carry inside.
Right.
And that, to me, is lunacy, because the Supreme Court has said on multiple occasions that police officers have no obligation to protect anyone not in their custody. That means we're supposed to be protecting ourselves and each other. We have the whole thing backwards. We've kind of turned it inside out. And now, if you do want to carry in a restaurant, my wife, you know, who probably needs to be carrying in a restaurant more than, let's say, the legislator who was in the military or whatever, she's got to pay $300. And for single moms and for the elderly or people who just, like the widow who just became a widow, you know, Mr. Fix It, Mr. Protect You is no longer with us. She's got to cough up $300 now in Louisiana to get her CWP. So it kind of makes it, you know, a little less accessible to those who may be on fixed incomes or don't have the kind of money to cough up $300 today.
Exactly. Well, but they get broadband. You know, they got broadband, so it's okay. You know,
they got Obama phones.
Yeah, so that's going to protect them. But Louisiana, though, with the permitless carry, do they still have to pay a $300 fee?
As far as I understand the law, yes, sir.
This is kind of goofy.
If you want to carry in the restaurant, I mean, you don't have to get a concealed weapon permit. You don't. You can carry without it, but there are places you just can't go in. And what they've done is they've given you favored status if you're willing to pay that $300.
Favored status. What does that mean, favored status?
That means you're able to go in those restaurants you couldn't go in without the permit.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing, too, see, that what I have at issue here is that the fact that once you go to defend yourself, you know, so as you know, you're probably looking $10,000-$12,000 in legal fees right off the top.
Yeah, maybe a night or two in jail.
Well, yeah, and you're innocent for defending yourself, but yeah, I mean, it's not a slam dunk sort of thing, and I have a problem with that because you are exercising your constitutional right, and now you have to pay for that right. I don't get that.
Well, laws are generally designed in a way to either punish evildoers after the fact or prevent good people, because evil people don't follow the law. And so what's going to happen is that good people are the only ones who get crippled by these laws. And then when it comes time to enforce the law, good people will be the ones that experience the brunt of that enforcement.
Exactly.
It won't be the evil people who run and hide. It'll be the good people who actually come and say, hey, yeah, you know what? I was doing what was my right to do. And then you'll have to pay a lot of money, have to hire attorneys, and you'll have to maybe spend a night or two in jail. And those things are because our whole system is backwards. We've flipped the whole pyramid of we flipped it upside down. It's supposed to rise from the bottom to the top, right? To the most permanent of forms. But now we've got it upside down, and we have to just do the dictates of the government, because they have put bureaucracies in place that can write policies of their own and enforce the policies they create. They don't listen to the people in the precincts anymore. They just listen to the government lobbies, and they pass whatever they ask for, and then we have to abide by the dictates of bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're at now.
I'm glad you're seeing this the way that I'm seeing it. I thought maybe I was crazy. That, you know, something that maybe I was missing something in there, but I'm not missing anything. I mean, the laws have been set up in such a way to protect those that break the law, not us who comport. Because, see, we're interested in being a a participant in following the law, not breaking the law. Because we have families, we have a society, we have a community that we want to be involved in. We don't want to be taken off the field of play here, right? And but yet here we are. These instances come up, and this is like so wrong on so many levels, and so much gets lost in translation, all because of the emotions of somebody's perception of like they think this is the Wild West. I don't see the Wild West anywhere except in these crime-ridden areas like Chicago, where every Monday you look and you look at a casualty count. It's almost like the days when I was growing up of Vietnam. You would just see, you know, every week you would get these release of numbers of how many people were killed and that. And you just become numb to it. And it's like we've become numb to all the violence that continues to occur, whether it's in Chicago, Los Angeles, or New York. Interestingly enough, these blue states, right?
Yeah, and then they signal their virtue by pointing at, you know, us, so they can shift the blame to us and rally people behind this emotional frenzy that causes them to vote for the D.
Yeah, there you go. We've got to go to break. Stay with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour. More from Zoe after this.
Find what you love, love what you find. A total wine and more, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalonor, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.
And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Zoe Warren continues with us, the filmmaker, freelance video producer, documentarian, and journalist, and 2A aficionado. We announced that officially Louisiana lawmakers finally passed permitless carry, and they were the 28th. The 29th is South Carolina, right, right, Zoe?
My state, the 29th. Hey.
Okay, so that puts a seal. The rest that are remaining are blue states, and the chances of them adhering to anything that has to do with the Constitution, probably not very likely.
I mean, it's slim, especially when Republicans are finding it hard to do it themselves. The uniparty rhinocrats in South Carolina, we've been a Republican trifecta since 2003. Not only are we the last, but we're probably the longest-standing Republican trifecta to resist and reject the right of the people to keep and bear arms, which is in our Constitution, not just the Second Amendment. It's in our Constitution.
Exactly.
We should have been
right.
We should have been free a long time ago.
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing is that perhaps, like we talked about earlier, Zoe, in light of the increase in crime, the open borders, I mean, it doesn't bode well. I don't know how you alter reality in such a way to thinking that the use of your Second Amendment right needs to be closeted some way or set aside as the danger is increasing, because we're hearing more and more danger abounding here, and I think there's going to just be a natural response that would probably even create some challenges for some of these blue states that want to hold on to this ideology. It's like, You can be ideologically fixed until, you know, your relatives start dying in front of you. Then maybe you decide, well, maybe it's time to do something a little bit different, right?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I like Kennesaw, Georgia's approach to it, where I think in that particular town, anybody who has a business.
Exactly.
You have to be armed.
Yeah.
Like that is the more proactive approach.
So, well, they also isn't the sheriff say, look, if you have a concealed carry permit, you must carry. I mean, you know, right?
Beautiful. Like, that's what we should be looking towards, is a community that defends itself, that is, we're supposed to be loving one another, right?
Yes.
And so we're supposed to know our neighbors so we can do what the Bible commands, and love our neighbor as ourselves. If I would call a police officer to come protect me or my family, then somebody should be able to call me. Otherwise, I'm a hypocrite. If I can't be called. Now, if I have a disability or something, there's an excuse there. There's a reason. Mm-hmm. But if I'm able-bodied and I'm an American, and I believe that our Constitution, due process, innocent until proven guilty, you know, the quality under the law, if those principles and values mean something to me, freedom of speech, then so should my responsibility to love and protect my neighbor as a member of the unorganized militia. Mm-hmm. We should be duty-bound to that, whether we're uniformed or not.
You see, but this, all part of the narrative that has conditioned the minds of America's citizens, Zoe, is that we're not a respecter of life like we used to be. It's all very casual. You know, whether it's video games, the abortion issue, all this stuff has had an impact on it. You know, yes, occasionally you have these things that just really shock society, like Lake and Riley's murder. And she's one of, you know, dare I say, hundreds of citizens who have been murdered at the hands of illegal immigrants. And they are illegal immigrants, regardless of, I mean, even Joe Biden had to admit as much, even though he got chastised for using, you know, the term illegal. Like, see, this is how stupid this has become, is that it's all about narrative. It's all about, you know, this word salad that accommodates this evil and criminality. And, you know, it's like, what is it going to take for America to wake up and say, enough of this junk? What are you talking about?
Yeah, the communication strategy. What they have done is they have put together a university communication direction, like in people that are really smart, professional liars, at you know, that get law degrees. Their primary job is to discover ways to say something in a way that shifts the blame and the issue over to somebody else and makes you look like a champion of fairness, because fairness markets very well. And so you have things like murdering and terminating babies in the womb being called reproductive rights.
Yeah. Right. You know, I mean, what right allows you, in the name and definition of rightness, allows you to murder somebody, to murder someone who has no voice and no representation?
Yeah. There's no natural right.
I mean, even God himself, Zoe, when he confronted, you know, the children of Israel, when they were sacrificing their children to Molech, he said, who told you to do that? How did you know, see, this is the debasement of our level of evil without any kind of moral restraint. We come up with creative and goofy ways to annihilate ourselves, right? And somehow we think in the name of, I don't know, population control, like you said, these elites who think they know better, that sit there in their, you know, coffee break rooms in universities and these elite, you know, halls of academia, supposedly, that come up with these goofy ideas. And nobody is there to tell them, going, what, are you nuts? I mean, it's just, it reminds me, when I was in broadcasting in Los Angeles, and this was after the Watts riots, right? They had a movie called Wattstacks. And it was all about what happened, you know, during the Watts riots and everything like that. And anytime there was somebody, and it was the black community, okay, was represented in this movie. And sometimes these representatives would say something that was just flat out stupid. It was goofy, right? And they would do a cutaway to to Richard Pryor, and he would just say, you know, that brother's nuts. And it was just to kind of, like, you know, again, put a check on the idiocy of what's being said. And we almost, like, need that meme again when, you know, people come up, when government officials come up, and, you know, Joe Biden or, you know, some of these elite, higher brow individuals of our society say something that's just totally ridiculous. And we need Richard Pryor's meme to say, you know, that brother's nuts. He's crazy.
I love it.
You know,
that's a great meme.
You know?
That's a great meme format.
I love it. But I got to tell you though, and Richard Pryor, for those who saw the movie, Richard Pryor had a way of calling it as it was, because when you're a black man, there's certain words you can use and not offend anybody. You know, and, you know, for some, it'd be a bit shocking. And you know what I'm referring to right now.
Are you saying I got black privilege? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that, hey, whether you got black privilege or not, the truth's the truth. And if you're an idiot, whether it is, I want to say that, you know, that cracker's an idiot, or if I want to say some other term that could be offensive for somebody, it's okay. I'm sorry you're offended, but you know, the idea you just came up with is goofy, and it's debilitating. It doesn't advance our society. See, there's nothing there that say, okay, what do we do? You know, let's is it a good idea to have a bunch of radical people tearing up the country, causing $2 to $4 billion worth of damage, to get away with it with impunity, and to have goofball mayors in these various cities saying, oh, let them riot because they need to get it out of their, you know, they need to get these passions out of their system, and it's okay. And meanwhile, brother, you've done all this damage where you've got, these drug stores and everything else that are moving out of town, which is kind of ironic, right? Because here they are. They've closed all these drug stores. They've got them under lock and key. And now they're saying, you know, according to our last guest, Jim Harden, they're now using they want to use these outlets to distribute abortion pills.
You know, just, Joe Biden, it's called hypocrisy is strategy. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe Biden gets on that stage at the State of the Union and says, you can't love your country only when you win. But like half of his constituency hate the country.
Exactly. Well, I thought he was saying that to Michelle Obama. Because Michelle Obama was so proud when her husband was elected president. She hasn't been proud since, you know.
Joe Biden gave Israel a 2-minute nod, right? Because
right.
of the families that were murdered. But then he went 15 minutes and chasing them because of Palestinians not handing over those responsible for the attack or helping get hostages back to their families. See, what Democrats do is they punish those that they consider that have the upper hand or that are self-reliant or the just. They punish them, but they give a long, unaccountable leash to the most violent, disgusting individuals and organizations we've ever experienced, like Hamas, even the Mexican drug cartels. They don't call the Mexican drug cartels foreign terrorist organizations, right?
Oh, no.
And they exist.
Well, they're hey, look at the cartels. They love Joe Biden. Joe Biden been very, very good to the cartels. I mean, you got last year alone, just in sex trafficking, $13 billion of windfall profit. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And there's no, I don't see Joe Biden doing anything to stop that whatsoever. If anything, it's like, okay, we're just going to, you know, Katie, bar the door. We're just going to keep everything open.
Yeah, he claims that he values honesty, decency, dignity, equality, but he conveniently left out due process, equality under the law, innocent until proven guilty, and the Democrats and Joe Biden himself trample those every day.
Well, you see, this is the word salad that we have to deal with. You know, up is down, down is up, left is right, right's left. It's no wonder people are confused. But, I'll tell you, but you also have a lot of people on Main Street that just are shaking their heads and going, what is it going to take? You know, because it's so out of control. Zoe Warren, as always, we appreciate the perspective. Thank you so much for coming on. You take care. Have a great day. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report. crisis cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary 4.